This morning, I was crying out to the Lord and trying to figure out what's next. And what I heard in my heart was that it's time to grow up and mature and become the Lions of Judah. See, we got a picture up there of the lion. And we have a picture of the lion and the lamb. Right here. The lamb is very much the baby that was in the place in Bethlehem. But the lion is the mature man of God. The mature man of God is able to speak. He's able to do many things. However, I remember my first experience in beginning to understand the power that was involved as your lightning. And the power was given to all of us. Jesus chose, and then he anointed them with power from on high. And so I'd like you to come with me to Matthew 17. Matthew 18:18 says, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven according to his dictates. And it's with the authority that he's given you, but it's not under your own fleshy attitude. And what happened in the church many years ago, at least when I was beginning, is it was controlled by the soul. The authority was controlled by the soul. When you saw something, you acted and reacted without checking in with the Holy Spirit. And I was teaching on that level because that's what I understood it to be. But I also found that we had authority. God had given us authority. It wasn't a false authority. It was real. However, when it's controlled by emotions, you can get into trouble because it may not be the right timing. It may be the right thing to do at one point, but you don't know the timing. I remember how hard that was to readjust and say, okay, God, when's the right time? I was on the phone with somebody this week, somebody that happened to be a part of that time in my life where I was teaching that level. And they manifested something quite dramatic. This particular person was taking care of a child. And it relates very much to Matthew 17. And they recalled after the fact that they had learned this when we were together at Grace Church. The person, it's not important to know who it was. What's important is the fruit. Now, this person was taking care of a young child. The young child began to injure others with dramatics of demonic type of actions and reactions, including biting and saying things that were not of God. And this individual began to well up on the interior with great power and began to declare, I bind you, and in the name of Jesus, and decreed some things. So I want you to look at verse 14. Matthew 17:14. When they came to to the crowd, a man approached Jesus and knelt before him. "Lord, have mercy on my son," he said. "He has seizures and is suffering greatly. He often falls into the fire and into the water. And I brought him to your disciples, but they could not heal him." Watch verse 17, which is kind of cool. "Oh, unbelieving and perverse generation." Now, he's not speaking just to them. He's speaking to the generation, the whole of the people of the earth at that time. Jesus replied, "How long shall I stay with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring the boy here to me." Now, if that happened today, you would bring him to Bay State Medical or Mercy and try to get some help, and they give that child a shot or a pill or something to calm him down. I'm telling you that there's a day coming, and it's already here, where you will be able to speak to these demons, and they will leave. Now watch. Verse 18 is very, very clear. Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of the boy, and he was healed from that moment. Now, the person I'm talking to on the phone said all of a sudden the child was on the ground, vomiting violently, and the overwhelming peace that was in this person was shocking to their natural brain, because under normal conditions this person would have ran to the ER, but instead commanded and demanded, and the actions were that the child was delivered and has been fine ever since. Why? When the Lion of Judah roars out of your mouth, you will have the authority that he's already given you, but it will be manifested and it will be operating under the anointing of love and not of nervousness or fear tactics or emotional tactics. Because I remind you, you are spirit, soul, and body. Your soul, mind, will, and emotions are not to be controlled by your emotions and your feelings. They are to be controlled under the anointing of the Holy Spirit within you. When that happens, you have a real divine connection. And I'll tell you, demons will manifest, but you will have all the authority you need in his name and in his blood to clean it up. And it will not be a dramatic show where the enemy shows up and then makes a manifestation and everybody in the church starts to, "Oh my God, look at this!" And they go home overwhelmed at how holy you are. And the worship goes to the pastor, or the worship goes to this anointed leader. Do you understand the difference? See, I've been in both. I've been in the place where the worship came to me, and I didn't like it. But no matter what I said, it was wrong. And then they turned against me. Turning against you is not the end of the world. What is devastating is that you end up in some form of false pride or false authority about who you are in Christ. And when you are really under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the Lamb and the Lion work in harmony with each other. That's what my prayer is for 2011. Where the authority is going to be so strong coming out of your mouth, it will not be done as a demonstration of how holy you are, but it'll be done as a demonstration of how humble you are. And the love flow will shatter the darkness in the enemy. The love flow, the love will be so enticing and so awesome that you'll know that it was God that did it.
and not you. Why couldn't the disciples who had been taught by the Lord himself on a one-to-one basis clean up this young boy?
Verse 19. Then the disciples came to Jesus in private and asked, "Why couldn't we drive it out?" And he replied, "Because you have so little faith. I tell you the truth, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, say to this mountain, say to this mountain." It's got to be words coming out of your mouth, not a thought in your heart. A thought in your heart will not change that mountain. It will not change that demon. It's got to be a demonstration of the power of the word that's coming out of you and me. You can say to this mountain, "Move from here to there," and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for Jesus inside of you. That's Kim's version. Because if it's my will, my emotions that are ruling and reigning, I'm in trouble. It was the same problem that the disciples had. They still did not have the fullness of the power within them. They were still into their emotions. They were still trying to do it on their own. And I can take you to the book of Acts, where they now have been transformed by God. And they actually speak to the dead and the dead rise. That's pretty cool. They speak to those that are crippled, and they stay, stand and walk, and the person stands and walks. They say to the blind, "I command you to see," and they see. Why? Because the anointing of the Spirit within them is so strong and so full of power, because the fire has burned the chaff. He's still working on my chaff. And if you think you got less or more than me, God bless you. I don't care what you think. I know the one who can say to you, "It's all done now." And he hasn't said it yet. Not to me. So if you struggle for that, that's okay. You can struggle. I've been struggling for 30-something years. That's okay. I'm not complaining. I'm just telling you up front. Those who think you've arrived, their thinking is wrong. Because the signs and the wonders that I'm looking for are not going to give glory to man. They're going to give glory to Christ within them. And yes, there will be that war. That war that says, "Oh, you've arrived, you're there." That's the war I want you to be cautioned of. Because the minute you start thinking you've arrived, you've just sunk. Got it? And it's not good. The authority of the Lion of Judah comes forward out of your mouth like power that challenges the darkness. I'm going to share something and make it public for the moment. This happened at the Feast of Tabernacles, and I can't tell you how many years ago, but at least 9 or 10. And there was this person who was probably double my size, who challenged the Spirit of God in me. And when that happened, that challenge was done with words and an accusing, prideful spirit. And when that happened, I saw my body turn. When I say I saw my body, because I wasn't controlling it, it was the Holy Spirit. And my body turned, and my hand went up. And I was used by the Holy Spirit. And that big person fell. It felt a little bit like David and Goliath. And some of you who were there can verify that it wasn't Kim.
getting any glory. But that person fell on the ground and could not move and began to declare, "This has never happened to me. This has never happened to me. I could never be knocked down." But guess what? They were down and they couldn't move. It wasn't anything that I did. It was the Spirit of God reacting out of me. What am I saying to you? When that kind of glory comes on the body of Christ as a people, anointed and loved by God, ordained to be a people holy unto Him, focused on His work, the freedom will come. The demon possessed will be cleaned up. Those that are under torment mentally and physically will be delivered. And it'll be done in such a fashion that the glory will only go to the one that is to be glorified, Christ Jesus in you and Christ Jesus in each other. That awesome power that's within you is already plugged in, but you know what? I believe the Lord is at the switchboard saying, "Okay, when all of the circuit breakers are ready, I will push the button and they will manifest. And the power of God will flow through you, such as I watched even on Tuesday, when a young lady got up, put her hands on someone else's back, and began to intercede without any direction except from God. And then it was followed by another. A second one was pressed of God to go lay hands. The end result? God's Holy Spirit." Close your eyes right now. Say, "Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
these hands, lift them up.
These hands,
when they are laid on the sick, under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, the God of heaven through me, the Lion of Judah through me, will declare truth, and the truth will set the captives free. His blood has already washed me clean, and it will do the same for them, as He has done for me." Put your hands on your mouth. Say, "Lord, when you anoint the words by your Holy Ghost coming out of my mouth, it will not be a critical mouth. It will be a decreeing mouth. It will decree God's plan for those who have been captivated by the darkness. It will be used to set men free. It will be used to free children. Whatever level of understanding they may have. Let my mouth be glorifying you instead of defending me." Amen. Hallelujah. James chapter 3 says the power of life and death is in your mouth. So, watch what comes out of it. Ask the Lord to put a guard over your mouth. Because I'll tell you, sometimes my mouth goes off in the wrong directions and I wish it didn't happen at all. But it does take off and it goes in the wrong direction. And I don't like it. But that's when I know I'm still under construction. And it's okay to be under construction. Matthew 18:18 says, "Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Why? Because what is in heaven has been shown to you. John chapter 5, verse 19 and 30 says, Jesus didn't do anything to please himself. When the body of Christ is interested in pleasing him instead of self, you're going to have a mighty, mighty anointed body of believers. And those who have needs will be able to come to the Holy Ghost ER and be set free. And it won't take 3-10 hours, such as I've experienced in a few ERs. When you lay hands on the sick, they will recover. When you decree to the demons leave, they will leave. But I give you this caution light. If the person wants their demons back, they will go back. And they'll captivate that person again. I've had that experience many times. So much so that I had a person that calls me and says, "I miss my demons." Well, I said, all I can say is all you got to do is ask them, they'll come back, and a few friends will come with them. What I didn't expect is that 10 years later they would come and tell me they had finally learned and were now totally free and casting out demons in others and were setting them free. So you see, those 10 years, I wondered what happened to that person out of my soul. But the Holy Ghost did not leave that person. The Holy Spirit continued the cleaning. The healing that was needed in that individual was provided by the Holy Spirit, who doesn't give up on us. Like we sometimes give up on each other. How many have ever wanted to throw a few people away? Thank you. Don't do it. Don't do it. Not a good idea. Listen to one who's tried it and it didn't work. Amen? Bow your heads. Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for the safe travel that they need to take them home. Father, I thank you for the anointing that breaks the yoke on those that aren't with us today. That continuous healing happens for Rick and his family, his mom. Also for what's going on with Tina and her husband, Donald, that the Holy Spirit will do a work. And all those that are hurting, that are struggling right now with this season, that there would be a grace beyond their expectations that would flood their hearts, in Jesus' name. Share some hugs with each other. Get ready for the new year.